You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. Coffee and Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning. Now let's find out what Matt Verzal is better at, telling stories or making pizza.
Matt.
Matt's an exceptional young man.
Matt Verzal.
Happy birthday, Matt.
You know, Matt, he's a tremendous athlete.
Matt Verzal.
Come on, Matt, I'm with you.
You know, like Matt Verzal, you're one of the sexiest people in the world, but you're not one of the most beautiful. How did that happen?
Here is Matt Verzal.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. My bestie, the go-to, the man that is perfect on purpose.
There we go.
With his pizza. It's a lot of peas, man. Is my man, Matty Verzal. Matt, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Damon, I'm good. Uh-oh. It's tough to hear you struggle with alliteration, though.
Good morning. You see, do you know what I was going to say? I was just getting ready to say, man, I'm happy your Cubs are off to a decent start, playing better than I think the experts thought. And all you hit me with is the fact I can't string a couple of peas together.
I think you pee just fine.
Oh, God. See, it's something in the water today. Like, nobody has any sense today that's come on this show. Like, what is wrong? Is it Friday or... Like, are you tired of working 15-hour or 18-hour work days, man? Like, what's the deal?
Well, no, you call me mean every time I talk to you. So
you're not the nicest guy.
You're the only one that thinks that. But anyway, no, it's good that the Cubs are off to a decent start. If they hand out the World Series trophy in April, we will gladly accept it.
Yeah, you can fight the Pirates for it since both you guys have – worked over the Dodgers. That's always cool.
Man, what happened there?
Everybody's on maternity leave. They're chilling. You know?
A lot
of babies.
Probably a good load management.
Yeah. I don't know. They can't afford to be messing around too much. Somehow they're in second place at 500. But every team except for the Rockies has double-digit wins.
Yeah. But, it's baseball. It's so early.
Are you reveling in the fact that the Cubs are on the Cardinals are on the struggle bus?
No.
They may be the worst team in your division before it's over if they don't get some pitching.
That would be awesome. I would be so happy.
Hey, let me.
I would rub that right in Jurgen's face.
Oh, so Kyle, he's a Cardinals guy?
Oh God. Comes in with this ratty ass Cardinal hat every time I see him.
This is Matt Verzal here for Scut Basketball.
Laced with Andrusine Dione and illegal cheating from stealing Astros players.
Coach Jurgens, that is Matt Verzal, that is not ODB. Hey, so on a serious note, like all those balls on the ground and stuff, and I was kind of talking to Coach Solich off air about, like, timing and playing multiple guys at places, because a lot of those balls were on the ground were, like, quarterbacks trying to stay with the center and kind of snaps being off, and I know Menning was getting some reps at center and stuff. Like, is that something that when you watch, you think inevitably they can fix? The timing?
Yeah, the cure. Well, first off, how is Frank? Was he awesome as always?
Oh, my gosh. He gave me a hug, and he fixed my sternum. It had a little bow in it from wrestling with my dad when I was little, and he squeezed me, and I think he snapped it back into place. He's good. He was great, man.
Yeah. You know you're a powerful, powerful human being when Clinton Child says he will never return to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Oh, and he had
come back and he was there.
Yep.
Like, that was awesome. That was super cool.
So that's the I think that's the first time he's been back since Miami, the reunion.
No word of a lie.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the
problem. But, yeah, it was awesome. Okay. Volume and rotation will cure all that stuff because you can't have an expectation to not get a snap from a center, regardless of who the center is or who the running back is, to get the handoff correctly, because you don't know when that next guy will be in the game. And so you can't put it in a coach's mind to think, oh, man, we can't do this because X, Y, or Z is in the game. You know, you give them that ammunition, and then you have a whole bunch of stuff that you got to worry about. So volume, you got to get snaps. If we just keep them in order, Thompson and Sims and Harburg all got to get snaps with every center. But that's the value of the efficient practice system that they run. Now, I think what you saw in that game were guys probably trying to do a little too much and prove maybe a little too much too fast, when without the ball, the play does not operate. So got guys a little out of it, maybe grabbing at the ball to make some cuts before they needed to. But things that through volume and repetition can be fixed easily. And punishment.
Verz, they Matt Rhule talked quite a bit about on how he kind of liked his offensive line room maybe than people were giving it credit for. Were you able to see enough, or I guess anything, to learn if they'd improved at all over the spring or going from last fall to this spring?
I think they are. I think physically they are a little better than they were in the fall. I think there are more than ample things to still work on. Foot speed has to increase. Transfer of power from the ground to the body has to increase. Learning a little bit more leverage would also be something. Just they're making progress forward. It's a positive step coming from a fall to a spring, but now continuing to like reshape the body and the explosiveness and the foot speed in the off season is a big thing.
Matt, a little bit of breaking news. Mitch Sherman just tweeted out 4 minutes ago, and I was wondering why my phone was blowing up. Casey Thompson has entered.
He got
it. Are you surprised?
No. Nope.
Okay, talk to me.
For what they want to do and what he is, it's nothing against the young man. You know, for what they want to do, which is have the quarterback be a viable running threat, that is not, it's something Casey can do. Mm-hmm. It's something he would prefer for the longevity of his career not to do. In my opinion, I don't know the Thompson family from Joe, so I can't speak for them, but with my eyes, that's kind of how I see it. And you got a guy that wants to be physical and he wants to run it. You got to be ready to roll, and that's every player on the field. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Hey, so let me ask you something, Matty. Like, if you're him, would you be bothered or take it personal or something? Because I think they're going to try to help him out, right, Nebraska?
Oh, yeah.
That he wasn't getting more attention, or do you get, right, the whole Jeff Collins, Casey Thompson, or Jeff Sims' relationship, Georgia Tech, how he kind of seemed like Coach Rhule's guy from the jump. Do you get that? Like, sympathize isn't the word. Do you understand?
I didn't. I know where you're going. I didn't, because he's been hurt. You haven't really seen him have a check the day I was there. I mean, he was out the whole day.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's kind of a combination of that. And then if you're banged up already, then you're going to get in an offense where they want you to bang even more. That's a business decision, and that's fine. You can, with NIL and all this stuff, the kids can make that business decision. That's more than fine. I think that's what this is at the end of the day. I don't think it's a you like him better than me type of thing.
Verz, are you, I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but is there any part of you that is, all you say disappointed, that there won't be a level of quarterback competition? Because I think that was something that people were sort of looking forward to, just in the sense that they thought it might bring the best out of both of those guys, and it doesn't really appear that we'll have that now.
Well, they still have Satterfield. He's wired tough.
You know there's other, like, Henrik Harburg will probably, you are not making friends in Kearney right now.
I think my friends in Kearney, yeah. That ship sailed a while ago.
They're like, hey, what about the option game?
I would not count out the young man from Kearney Catholic.
Okay, fair enough.
He can do some things. And he is probably the leader of the reshaping of the body tour. Because when he first got there, two things were going to happen if it was windy. If he turned sideways, you were going to miss him, and there was a good chance he was going to blow away. But now, I mean, he's got some thickness to him. He's not a little guy. So I would say Mr. Sims will have competition.
Okay.
Matt, how much of, because you've watched this a ton, man, you're good at this. So you watch Nebraska's D-line, you watch Nebraska's O-line. How do you not overgeneralize or say, well, they're not this because they're taking advantage of this? Like, what's your cheat sheet to watch O-line versus D-line to gain an opinion?
Everything to me for them is all how can I get – who wins the first two is the easiest way to equate it, okay? If I get a defensive lineman that is downhill real fast and he wants to go get after it and he's engaged with the offensive lineman before the offensive lineman can realize it, then he's doing well. If the offensive lineman gets chewed down and hands-on before the defensive lineman can get into him, then he's doing well. So it's literally the whole game of football and all of its intricacies and all of its fancy terminologies for very simple formations. All pro, not 12 or 24 personnel. It boils down to two steps. Can I get my two steps in the ground? And can I go after that? So that's one thing, you know, I mentioned it before, was the main focus is going to be we got to get work done with quick speed in the offseason. Like we gotta become quicker, left, right, left. And I know that's three, but you know, you get the gist of it.
Yes, sir.
Those little tootsies gotta move faster than they are. They start to move them faster, now you can take the strength that you gained and you can use that. If you can't get them to move fast, your strength is irrelevant.
Matty, always good. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Are you on a lunch deal today or no?
Oh yeah.
He said, "Oh yeah."
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can just do me a favor though.
Take
care of yourself. You hear me?
Oh no, we're running. I about passed out the other day.
No, I know. I wasn't gonna go there.
I had to take time out. Look, my guy Alex, that you know at the oven, he looks at me, and goes, "You all right?" And I was like, "I don't think so."
Yeah.
He's kind of, you know, Alex, right?
Oh yeah.
He shrugs his shoulders. He goes, "Maybe go home for a little bit."
Slow down there, Chief, man. I know how you bust your ass. Slow down and enjoy a little bit, okay?
I ain't got time to enjoy it, bud.
All right, well, we'll talk about that later. That's Matt Verzal. Fantastic week of Coffee and Cream. Robbie, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That won't be the end of us. AR-15 comes back next Monday. I don't think that's in bad taste. Don't
I ain't say nothing
for that. Coffee and Cream. Back next week. Don't you miss it.